Kavana to be Koine Shvisa on the bottom of the tree, on the floor in the Rishus Rabin. U Maila Mala, U Maila Mater, Dohod is Zokin. So what's the Chsara now? The same shelter the same before. You want to live on the bottom of the tree. Now you have this tree that the branches come out and it went out more than Dal Damas away. So it depends how high this branch is. If it's Lamala Niyud, since it's Rishus Yochid, you can't take that Erev and bring it to where you are. So Mela, the Erev is not Chal. Mashenkin, if that branch is Lamata Meyud, since it's only a Carmelist, it's only Yisim the Rabbonim, so then Hashmashas, you would be allowed to carry that Erev from where it is to your Mokim Shvisa. That would also be a good Erev. Why? Even though you walk in the Rishus Rabbah more than Dal Damis, like Rashi says, you carry it Pokus Pokus Medal Damis. Now, at any time there's any Hechatins in the world, you wanted to be carrying a Shvisa underneath the tree. Now, the bread is not there. But so what? If there's any way that Ben HaShemashas you could bring the bread to where you are there, you could be kind of the Shrisa. So what's the Chsara now? The bread is Dal Damas away on a tree, but the tree is less than Yitzchakim off the ground. So the tree has a Din Carmelis there. And it's next to the Rabbanan taking something off the tree. But since an Erev is called Ben HaShemashas, Ben HaShemashas Rabbanan will make all, you're allowed to do Isur and the Rabbanan, the Tzorch Mitzvah. So you're allowed to take the bread off the tree. And even though you'd be mishtamish and it's a karmelis, you have to walk Dal Damas and Rishus Rabin. That's an issue deraisa that you can't do. But the answer is walk, pochus pochus with Dal Damas. Take it off, walk a little bit, stop, then walk more, and put the bread down underneath the tree. So then the Erev would be chal. That's what the Mishnah says. But if the Erev is lamala miyudom, then it's osim deraisa to take it off, then the Erev is not chal. So in fact, the Gemara though, of is like, my lamala, my lamata. If you're telling me now, we're talking about that the branches go straight out. They go straight this way. What do you mean, lamala and lamata? Hey, the Havamina is, if the tree is going straight up, and you put the bread on the top part of the tree and the bottom part of the tree, that's good. That's called lamala and lamata. There's a top part of the tree, and there's a bottom part of the tree. But now that you're telling me the branches are shooting out, they go straight out, down on this, so what do you mean, my lamala, my lamata? It's not called lamala, not called lamata. Lamala shuch. Whatever height this branch is shooting out, that's the height of the branch. So should have said either it's Gavoya Meyud or Lamala Meyud. But doesn't pass the Lushin, Maila Malo Malamata. Rashi says, Maila Malo Malamata. Bidover Hanoteya Shovam, who? Vi Lamala Ispe, Lamata Lespe. It's something that's shooting straight out from Manashuk. Either it's high, it can't be low. If it's low, it can't be high. Just should have said, either it's high or else it's low. And it will be Erev. And Gavoya Sara Erev Erev. The Bible says the top part and bottom part of the tree, Mash, we're talking about the tree is going straight up. Then, where a normal tree is going straight up, you could put the Erev on the top part of the tree, and you could put the Erev on the bottom part of the tree. It's trying to do it both ways. That's good. But now you're making a kimto. You're saying it has to go out of the Dal Damis. That means the tree is shooting out straight. More than Dal Damis, what's the Lachal Amal Lamatam? And for the Gemara, Tohod Dev Zokit, it's not Shver. This branch, when it's going straight out, later it goes up. So mainly, even this branch that's shooting out more than Dal Damis, there's a Lamata part of the branch, and there's a part of the branch that's Hod Zokif. Later the branch starts to go up again. So that's what we're saying, it depends what part of the branch you put it. Did you put it on the top part of the branch, which is 10 Tfachim high, it's the Rishus HaYochid, it's not Chal, because you can't get the Erev off the tree, or did you put it on the bottom part of the branch, when it's going straight, which is Lamata Miyud, then it's only Karmelis, it's only Yosem Midi Rabbonin, and Midi Rabbonin, you're allowed to carry it, Mishum Mitzvah. Benash Moshes. So that's not Shver. For the Gemara name, Voy Boy Maisile Derecholov. For the Gemara still a Kasha. What are you telling me now? The Kinter is that this tree, the branch, is shooting straight out more than Dal Damas away from you, and it's Lamala Meyud. So since it's more than Dal Damas away from you, you don't say Command the Mal Yudomi. And since it's there, it's higher than 10 Tzvachim, it's called Rishus HaYochid. So there's no hechatimsa how you could get that bread to the mokum where you are. Because you want to be on the bottom of Rishus HaRabim, and over there to Rishus HaYochid, there's no way on Shabbat to get it from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. That's the Pesham the Mishnah. For the Gemara Kasha, no, I have a hechatimsa how you could get the bread from over there to our koponim here on top of the tree. But let's say climb up the tree and go on top of the branch there. So you also be in the Rishus Yochid and bring it on top of the branch all the way to over here, to the top of the tree right over here. That's what bring the bread. And Echlami, don't bring the bread down to the floor to the Rishus Rabin, but just climb on top of the branch and bring the bread from those Dalaramas over there, bring it on top of the branch, Mamas, right over here, right above the tree. Now, once the bread becomes right on top of you, then we have Rabbis for before. What do I care if on top is Rishus HaYochid and on the bottom is Rishus HaRabin? For since it's within your Dal Damis, it's Kamanda Mal Yadami, it looks like it's one Rishus. So the only kasha was, you can't get the bread, Chutz Medal Damis, to where you are. True, you can't get it to the bottom through Rishus HaRabin, but you get it to the top of where you are. So carry the bread on top of the tree from those Dal Damis over there, straight above, right on top of you, and then there it should be Chal. Freddy Gemara, for Iboi Maisi Lo Derech Olov. You could carry it on top of the tree you could carry it. So why shouldn't the Erev be Chal? Trashi, Voiboi Maisilo Derech Olov. Ki have a chutzal dal amis. Nami. Olamala miyod, even though it's 4 amis away. And higher than Yitzvachim. Ki even the dal amoisav. Oila ad rikiya. Since your dal amis around you goes up to rikiya. Rishu yachid. Hara yachol alas yun. You can go up to the tree. Ad lamala miyasara. Climb up more than 10 tzvachim away. Velitloi and take it from there. To call the Elam Yasser Lamala Rishus HaYochid, or me Viyano Lamaka Shvisosim, and bring it then to your Maka Shvisa. Like go on top of the tree and carry it from that branch there till over here on top of you, and let it stay on top of you. And since it's in your Dal Damis, your Mamish in one Rishus, we look as if you want to live on top of the tree also then. And for the Gemara, we're talking about the Kinto, Kisher Rabbim the Kaspin Alov. We're talking about the Rabbim use the branch. In other words, the branch now is exactly, let's say, 9 tvachim above, and at one part of Zokir it becomes Yutvachim. But the middle part of the branch is only 9 tvachim high, and the rabbim use it. The rabbim take off their bundles and put it on top of the branch. So Allah reads that if a rabbim uses it, it becomes Rishus HaRabbim. So this whole branch along the branch is the Rishus HaRabbim Kesedim. So the Marakish HaRabbim Mekasim Alov. The rabbi and the kasra means take off the bundles and put it down on top of this branch. So mainly the branch itself has it in Rishus HaRabbim. Ukidiyula, the Yomar Ula, Omod Tisha Rishus HaRabbim. If you have an Omod, like a block, that's 9 tvachim high, it's in Rishus HaRabbim. The rabbi and the kasra molov, and the rabbi use it. They take off the bundles and put it down on top of it. You should know, the Zorak Vanach HaGabav, somebody throws from Dal Damas away in Rishus HaRabbim, and it lands on top of this bundle, on top of this Umud, Yishnei Yechayiv. Even though really it should only be a Carmelist. In the Rishus HaRabbim, anytime you have a block, an Umud, which is more than Gimel Tzvachim, Lekur, until Yud Tzvachim, it's only called a Carmelist. A Carmelist is Potem Midiraisa. Here we say Yechayiv. If you have this Umud, you have this block in the Rishus HaRabbim, but it's 9 tzvachim high, but the Rabbim use it, since the Rabbim use it, it's called Rishus HaRabbim Midiraisa. So here we're talking about this tree that the branch is shooting straight across, Dal Damas across. This part of the branch is Mamas only 9 tvachim high. And the Rabbim use it to say there. Come to slice the branch itself is the Rishus HaRabbim. So since it's the Rishus HaRabbim, there will be an Issa Moshit. What do you want to do? You want to take the Erev from the end of the branch, which is the Rishus HaYochid. The end of the branch we're saying now with Zokiv came up a little bit higher. That's Yud Tzvachim, that's the Rishus HaYochid. So you want to carry the area from this Rishus HaYochid, walk along the branch, and put it down on top of the tree here, which is another Rishus HaYochid. So you're taking from Rishus HaYochid, walking through Rishus HaRabbim, and putting it down in another Rishus HaYochid, that's an Issa Moshit. That will be us to Midiraisa. So that's why you don't have that Hechatimsa here. Hey, since the branch itself is the Rishus HaRabbim, so you're walking through the Rishus HaRabbim. So by taking up from one Rishus HaYochid and putting down another Rishus HaYochid through Rishus HaRabbim, there's an Issa D'Oraisa. So Trashi, the Rabbim Mekasvim on the Tiyas HaMoif, the Rabbim used the branch, Shechutz Adal Damoif, Sivan Amucha, Meyud, every Rishus HaRabbim could use them. Now, the Chimaitse Lei Lamai Lamia Soro, Derech Aviro, Ashton Atiyo, Oiver, the Avar Rishus HaRabbim. When you carry this Erev over this branch, you're carrying it through the Rishus HaRabbim. For Kaimalon B'Moshit, we hold the locker is by Moshit, that means we're Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaYochid. If you carry something from one Rishus HaYochid into another Rishus HaYochid, Derech Av Rishus HaRabbim, going over the Av Rishus HaRabbim, Afil L'mala Meyud, even though you're more than Yud Tzvachim high, is Chayiv. That was the din we had in Gemara and Shabbos. That's what the Levim used to do by the Beis Hamikdash, by the Mishkan. So therefore, here you have the Hechet Timtzum. We're talking about that the in-between branch is 9 Tefachim high, and the Rabbim use it, so Melu becomes Rishus Rabbim, so there's no Hechet Timtzum in such a case to get the Lechem that's on the end of the branch, which is a Rishus HaYochid, to bring it over the branch on the other side of the tree, which is a Rishus HaYochid, there'll be an Issa Moshit. So that's why our Mishnah says the Erev is not Chal in such a case. There's no Hechet Timtzum how you can get that bread to where you want to be kind of Shvisa more than Dal Damas away, therefore the Erev is not Chal. So tomorrow, my Rebbe or my Rabbonin. What's the Machloikis Rebbe and the Rabbonin if the Erev is good or not, or else like Pshat now Mishnah, we'll soon see. The Tanya, we learned. Nosnu b'ilon. If a person put his Erev, that means you want to make an Eruv Eitchumim, you have your two lechems, your two chalas, so you put your two chalas b'ilon in the tree, or on top of the branch of a tree. Is lamala mi'asara tfochim. If the branch is more than 10 tfochim off the ground, so and we're talking about where it's rochav, dalid by dalid, so it's called Rishus HaYochid, is ein eruv yeruv. Then yeruv is not chal. We'll soon see what the case is. The poshid, you want to live downstairs on the bottom of the tree, which is in a Rishus HaRabim, and the yeruv is on top of the tree on this big leaf, that's 10 tfochim high, and it's dalid by dalid called Rishus HaYochid. So well, the yeruv is not called good because you can't get the yeruv to where you want to be. You can't carry from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim. Let's say the branch is less than 10 tfochim off the ground, the branch is lower than 10 tfochim, then it's not called Rishus HaYochid, then Eruv HaYeruv. Then the Eruv is still called the good Eruv. But you should know in the middle of Shabbos, you're not allowed to take the Eruv off the branch and use it. Because in the middle of Shabbos, since it's Lamala Megimub, it's called like a Carmelis. It's talking about it is Rochav Dalad by Dalad. And its gevoya between Gimel and ten tfochim is called a Carmelis. So since it's a Carmelis, it's also in the Rabbanan to take the challah off the tree and use it. Or else portion, it's also in the middle of Shabbos, because there's an Issa Shavus of the Mishtamish Bilon. You're not allowed to use, take something off a tree on Shabbos. That's called the Mishtamish Bilon. So in the middle of Shabbos, it's also to take the Erev off the tree. For Nezvegan, the Erev is Chal, why? Because Bein HaShemoshes, when the Erev should be Chal, we'll soon see this is Rebbe Shita, that Bein HaShemoshes is no Issa Gzeris with the Rabbonim. The Rabbonim weren't going to the Gzeris Bein HaShemoshes. So at the beginning of Shabbos, when the Erev should be Chal, at that time you are allowed to take the Erev off the tree and use it. Because it's only an Issa with the Rabbonim, not to be Mishtamish Bilon. So since at the beginning of Shabbos you could take it off, the Erev is Chal. But in the middle of Shabbos, though, if you didn't take the lechem off at the beginning of Shabbos, in the middle of Shabbos, you're not allowed to take the lechem off the tree. Because it's also midi rabbonin to be mishtamish bilan. That's the loch of the also litli. Midi rabbonin, it's also in the middle of Shabbos to take the challah off the tree. What about patech shloisha? If the leaf is so low that it's mamish only less than 3 tfachim off the ground, then the loch is mutta litli. You should know you're even allowed to take the lechem off the tree in the middle of Shabbos. Because once the leaf is lower than Gimel Tfachim, it's not called a tree, it's called like bottom to the karka. And the karka, you're allowed to be mishtamash, you're allowed to put something down on the ground and take it off the ground. Hey, the Rabbanan only made Xerum if it's at least 3 Tfachim up, if the tree has to be at least 3 Tfachim off the ground. That's called a tree, that the Rabbanan, you're not allowed to be mishtamash with it. So that's the halacha. This will soon see, this is Rebbe Shita. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, in the middle, Rashi says, Lamala Miasara Eina Ruvi Erev. You want to sleep, you want your mokim shvisa to be at the bottom of the tree. Now, v'noifoy this branch, the branch goes, stretches out more than dal damas away, then it goes up, and it's you tfachim on top. Is alocha, the Erev is not chal. No, this is the first case is, if it's lamala meyud, the Erev is not chal. Why? Because it's in Rishus HaYochid, and you want to be a shvisa on the bottom, which is a Rishus HaRabim, so you're not, it's also to take the Al-Khala from the tree onto where you want to use it, Midiraisa, and it's Midiraisa. So therefore, even Ben HaShemoshes is also to do it, the Erev is not Chal. Mashenkin, what about if the branch is not Yutfachim off the ground? It's less, so it's not a Rishus HaYochid, it's only a Karmelis.
Then we say the Erev Yizchalm, but for us, says Rashi, afilu hide lamata miyasarim. Even though the branch is less than 10 tefachim off the ground, still also litla lamachiv Shabbos. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to take the Erev off the tree. Because with the Rabbonin, you're not allowed to take anything off the tree. That's called you being mishtamish with the tree. Even so, koni le erev ben hashmoshes. Still, the erev is chal at ben hashmoshes. Why? The Rabbonin who this thing that you're not allowed to take something off a tree is only osim with the Rabbonin on Shabbos. It's a shvus. It's exerim. Maybe you come to climb up the tree and pull off a branch. Therefore, you're not allowed to be mishtamish with a tree at all. The Melo Loi Gozu Olav Ben Hashmoshes. This is Rebbe Shita, that Ben Hashmoshes, at least Letzarech Mitzvah, the Rabbanon did not make the Exerus. The heavy boil in Mishkalei Hishosa, at Ben Hashmoshes, at the beginning when the Erev should be Chal, if you wanted to take the Chal off the tree, you would be allowed to. Motzi Shokom. The Melo the Erev is Chal. The Rashi Kolisa Shvus, Shabbos V'yomtiv, Devi, Mid Rabbanon Kori Shvus. Any Issa that the Rabbanon made up on Shabbos or on Yomtiv, the shame is called the Shvus. Now the third category is Batech Gimel. Let's say this branch is not even Gimel's Fachim off the ground. Then, Haniach Eruva Dilan, Lamate Mishloisha Samach Lakaka. If you put your two lechems, you want to use Eruva Tchumin on a branch, but the branch is not even Gimel's Fachim off the ground, then the din is Mutalitloi, Bishabbos. Even on Shabbos, you're allowed to take the bread off the tree. Why? Techo Lamate Mishloisha Filu Dilan Lagozru Olof. To have a carrier smichtum, walking on mitam a perk basrum, hayashuash of gevoyim in arad gimel, loyeshim aleim. If the branches of the tree are more than gimel tfachim, you're not allowed to sit on them. It's also to be mishtamish. But let's say they're lower than gimel tfachim, it's like bottle to the carcass, cold like the ground, and treat on the ground, you're allowed to sit. On the ground, you're allowed to be mishtamish. So that's these three gedorim. That if the branch is 10 tfachim high, it's called rishus yochid, then the erev is not chal. If the branch is only between 3 and 9 tefachim, so it's only a karmelis, it's only yosim with the rabbanon to take the bread off the tree and put it on the bottom, so therefore the erev is chal, because ben hashmoshes, there's no yisru the rabbanon. But on Shabbos, you can't take the lechem off the tree, because you'd be mishtamish with the tree. Mashaykin, if the tree is so low, it's less than gimel tefachim off the ground, then even on Shabbos, you'll have to take the lechem off the tree. There's no yisru be mishtamish with the tree, or the bottom part of the tree, which is less than gimel tefachim off the ground. What about the Gemara? Nos no dirkul kola. You put your erev, you put the two chalis in a basket. V'tolo bilan. And you hung now this basket on the tree. Is afilu l'malo mi'asar tfachim. Even if the basket now is more than 10 tfachim off the ground, still eruva erev. You should know the erev is chal. V'aistai is benash giver Rebbe. This is Rebbe Shita. So the Gemara will explain why is it mutter here. The chura, once it's 10 tfachim off the ground, it should be called the Rishus HaYochid. Now, if it's a Rishus HaYochid, then that's awesome in the Raisa to take the Erev off the tree, which is a Rishus HaYochid, and put it on the ground, which is a Rishus HaRabim. So, Gemara will explain why Rebbe is Mekel over here. But I call upon him, the Raisa, the Pshat is, wherever it's only awesome in the Rabbanon, Rebbe Shittur is, the Rabbanon did not make the Xeris Ben Hashmoshes, and that's the Zman when the Erev is Chal Ben Hashmoshes, so then you are allowed to take the Lechem off the tree, therefore the Erev is Chal. So Rashi knows the mikol kolam. I feel lamala miyasar ev erev. But come a forish b'sheni lun rochav dalid. Here you have to that sign that the branch of the tree is not dalid by dalid tefachim wide. Therefore, the branch does not become rishus yochid. Therefore, you'll have to take the erev off the kolam and use it. Therefore, the erev is chal. Yeah. So the more vaita. The chavim mayim. The chavim say though no. Kol mokam she'asa litloi ein eruvay erev. Anytime you're not allowed to take the challah off the tree, even in the middle of Shabbos, the Erev is not chal. In other words, even in the middle of case, where the branch was not a 10 tefachim high, the branch of the tree was lower. So no matter how wide the branch is, since it's not yud tefachim off the ground, it's not a Rishus HaYochid. It only remains at most a karmelis. So even though it's only osim the rabbonin to take the bread off the tree, and who adin is osim the rabbonin for second reason, you're not allowed to be mishtamish on the tree, the Chum still say though the Erev is not Chal. Because the Chum Shittur is that anything that's awesome with the Rabbanon is even awesome bin Hashmoshes. So at the beginning is Shabbos when the Erev should be Chal. At that time, where was the Erev? Where was the Lechem? It was on the tree. It's awesome with the Rabbanon to take the Chal off the tree and put it on the ground. Therefore, the Erev is not Chal. Since you can't put the Lechem where you want to be Shofas on the bottom of the tree, the Erev is not Chal according to Chachomim. That's a Chum Shittur. That they hold the Rabbanon made the Xeris even Ben Hashmoshes. You can't take it off the tree. The Erev is not Chal.
Yeah.
So the Gemara, Bechachomim Oimrim, Ahai. On which case the Chom going to say that since it's also to take it off, the Erev is not Chal. Ilei Ma'at Seifa, if it's going on this Seifa, the last case of the Kukolo, the last case, that's a basket. That you put your Erev, you put the Lechem into the basket, and you hung the basket on the tree. And again, the person had das, really he wanted to be kind of Shvisa. He wanted to be kind of on the bottom of the tree. By the bark of the tree, that's where he wanted to be kind of the Shvisa. So we say it's only Chal if you could get your two breches, your two lechems onto the ground. Now here, where did you put the lechem before Shabbos? In the basket, and the basket is hanging on the tree. So you tell him, the Chom, say now, it's osur to take the lechem out of the basket, therefore the Erev is not Chal. Is that true? Now what should be also by taking the bread out of the basket and putting it on the floor? The bread is not on the tree itself. The bread is in a basket. The basket is mutter. No, the basket is hanging on the tree. So we have this machlekes in the Gemara on Shabbos. That's called tzedodin. Is that also to mishtamish on Shabbos also? The side of a tree. You're not using the tree itself. The basket is hanging on the tree. So to use the basket, that's called a tzedodin. You're only using the side of the tree. We had a machlekes in the Gemara on Shabbos. One man, the Yomah, said that was mutter. So Gemara is asking them for kashya now. You're going to bring a raya that the Chom here hold. It's also to mishtamish bilam. So the Gemara asked the kashya. Like there was a machlekes in the Gemara. So Chura here, it's an after Chom that says it's awesome. Like why didn't the Gemara on Shabbos bring down our Gemara then? That's the kashya. Leimu kasavi rabbanon. Oh, you want to tell me that there's a raya from our Gemara that the rabbanon holds tzedodim are asurim? That it's also to use the side of the tree. No, the Gemara and Shabbos mashmitz machlekes there. There's not a chum to say one way. So Drashi, name of Ksav Rabbanon tzedodim bilo nasurim. The second line of the big lines. Keep going. Hocha galakeith. The ainu mishtamish bilo natsmoy. You're not using the tree itself. E have a shokol eruvay. If you would take the erev out of the basket, afilu b'Shabbos lekolahu di mishtamish. You're only using the basket. Shoot Sibay Elon, that's only on the side of the tree. Oplukti Vaparak Mishech. We had this from the Gemara, we had a machlekes in this in the Gemara and Shabbos. Iklaman di Yama Osar, Viklaman di Yama Mutter. Vash de Neima, Mehocha Stodin Asurun. You want to bring a right now for now a Gemara here that the Locha should be that it's Osar. Or in a heavy Yehudi Shari Kiyochid, the Makam Rabin. And the man di Yama in Shabbos that said it was Mutter, he should be like a Yochid, Kenegat Al Chachamim here. But the Vihach Mastitzin Kiyat, Lamaida Baskin Osar, Mirkos, Stodin Asurun. Like how come the Gemara and Shabbos didn't bring down our Gemara? Elamai, that's not Pshat in our Gemara here. Hey, that's the Chacham say by us, that wherever it's also to take the Erev off the tree, the Erev is not Chalm, I tell you he's not talking about the last case. Maybe by the case of the basket, the Chacham are also made up, the Erev is Chalm. Since the Erev is not on top of the tree, it's only on the basket, and the basket's on the side of the tree, maybe there's no use of taking the Lechem out of the basket. Alright? So where did the Chacham say that the Erev is not Chal, since you can't take the bread out? I'll tell you on the Reisha. Elo HaReisha. It's going on the first case. Hi, Elo Fred Gemara Hechidomi. Where is the tree talking about? Either Les Be Arbo. If the tree is not, nor the branches of the tree are not wide, Dalat Fochim Adalat Fochim, of Azay Mokim Pturu. It's a Mokim Ptur. So why can't you take the Lechem off the tree and put it on the floor? Like it's a Mokim Ptur. So Drashi Elo HaReisha. Kaini Rabbon of the Koma Rebbe, Nos Nubilin Lamata Miyasori Aruba Yerif. Rebbe said no, that if the tree is a branch, is more than Gimel Tvachim off the ground, but less than 10 Tvachim, there the Yerif is Chal. No, we also litla, but you know, on Shabbos, you're not allowed to take the Lechem off the tree. V'yamrelei Rabbonin, Rabbonin answer back and say no. Alpha Gavdu, they will be Rishus Rabbin. Even though both you are in the Rishus Rabbin, or the Kivan, the Yos, litla b'Shabbos, Mishamilon. Since I call upon him, midi rabbonin, you're not allowed to take the bread off the tree, because you'd be mishtamas with the tree, I'll tell you also, litla ben ashmoshes. The chachom shita is, even ben ashmoshes, also you have the yisru of the rabbonins. Shu sofik, abazoi v'yeni ruvi yerev. Therefore the erev is not chal. That's chan chachomim. They ding zich. So the machlekes is, where the branch of the tree is only 8 tefachim off the ground. So therefore, midiraisa, you're allowed to take the bread off the tree and put it on the ground, because the tree is not a Meshus HaYochid. It's only osim midirabonin, either because it's a caramelist, or else because you'd be mishtamish bilan. So Rebbe Shittur is ben ashmoshes it's mutter. There's no is to the rabbonins. And the Chom Shittur is no. Ben ashmoshes rabbonins too made exeris. Fred Gemara now, if it's only less than dalad by dalad, it's a mokim turhu. So Rashi either let's pay arba roichim mokim pturu. The chopachus roichim dalam kamlo mitias haShabbos. So I have a rishus b'fnei atzmoi. That's to say, anytime you have something higher than gimel tefachim, a stump, and it's not dalad by dalad wide, it's called a mokim ptur. Ubot leitzu rishus rav leitzu rishus yochid. It's not called rishus by itself. In ma'imed b'neim, if you're standing in between them, can you mean in morin Shabbos? Ma'imed olam al askupi. You can stand on this a stoop. Noitu minoni, you take from the person outside, ve noisen loy mi balabayis, ve noisen loy. Of course, I feel we sued Rabbanu Lekka. For hocho kinos to lamala mi asoro, lav rishos yachadu, for my eini ruv the Arab hare yocha litlo rishos rabim. So where the kasher is, that if the tree is not dalad by dalad, it's not a rishos yachid, it's only a mokim tur. So where the kasher is, according to Rebbe, why should it be osur? Rebbe says if the tree is more than 10 tefachim high, then it's osur. So if this time it's Rishus Yochid on top, it's also to take from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabin. But if you can tell me the branch of the tree is less than dalad by dalad, it's only a mokim tur. So Chura Kashu is according to Rebbe, it should be mutter in all cases, even if the branch is more than Yutvachim Ay. And in the beginning it says no, the Rashi said, if the branch is Yutvachim Ay, it's also. So the Gemara, Vid Yispe Arba, Elamai, you have to say, we're talking about the branch is dalad by dalad. It's Rochid, it's wide, 4 Tvachim by 4 Tvachim. Then it's very good. That if the branch is yutvachim off the ground, the top part of the branch is the Rishus HaYochid. So if you have the lechem in the Rishus HaYochid, it's also the deraita to take the bread off the branch and put it on the ground, which is the Rishus HaRabim. Therefore, nothing doing. Therefore, the Arab is not chal even according to Rebbe. Mashenkin, with the branch is less than yutvachim, so then it's not a Rishus HaYochid, it's only also midirabonon it's mutter ben hashmoshet. That's Rebbe Shita. But was there frankly gemara, kinofna mikakolon, my heavy. Lechur, if you can tell me now, we're talking about that the branch is rochiv dalad by dalad, so why does Rebbe say, if you put it in a basket, then the Erev is chal? If it's lamala meyud, if it's more than yud tzvachim hay, why is it mutter? Once it's more than yud tzvachim hay, it's called the Rishus HaYochid. It's also the right to take the lechem out of the basket and put it on the ground. So why does the Rishus say, if you put the Erev in a basket, there Rebbe holds, no matter what, it's mutter? He said, nosna b'kakola v'tolub ilum, afil lamala meyasar tzvachim eruv yerev, diva Rebbe. As Rebbe said, when you put the bread in a basket, and the basket is hanging on the tree, even though it's higher than 10 tefachim, there it's mutter. It's a kasher why? If the tree itself is a Rishus HaYochid on top, it's Rochiv dalad by dalad, it's called Rishus HaYochid, it should be also then. Since the kol is in the Rishus HaYochid, it's also to take the bread from Rishus HaYochid to put it into the Rishus HaRabim. So what's pshat? Why is Rebbe moida by kol? And for the Gemara, my heavy, on the Ravina, you have to sound like this. Reisha diyispe arbo. The reisha the Bryce is talking about where the leaves itself is dalad by dalad fucking wide. Therefore, Rebbe said if you put the Erev on top of the tree and the tree is more than yud high, it's also the Erev is not chal because it's called Rishus HaYochid and it's also the Raisa to take the Erev off the tree and put it on the ground where you want to be kind of your shvisa. So you can never get the bread to where you want to be kind of shvisa, the Erev is not chal. Sefer though, the Sefer that says by a basket, that there the Erev is chal, I'll tell you Sefer, the less Be'abur. We have to that sign that the tree in the Sefer is not dalad tefachim wide. It's not 4x4 tefachim wide. Therefore, by it itself, it's not called Rishus HaYochid. No, the Kilkola Mashli Mosali Abur. We're talking about the basket is right on the side of the tree. You have the tree here, and right on the side of the tree, you put the basket. So the Rochiv on top of the tree is only 3x3. The basket is another tefach. You put the basket next to the tree, now you have 4 tefachim here. So the basket is mashlim uli abur. That's what we're talking about. And what's the shayla? The Rebbe, Sovolok Rebbe Meir, the Sovolok Rebbe